Hello and welcome. Today we've got Mel Kay and we are going to be discussing Bill Gates AI, Mike Lindell's Supreme Court today of the elections, and Ghislaine Maxwell going to, where was it she was going, Mel Kay?
Oh, the UN. Her family has now asked the UN that she's unlawfully being held apparently and that the US must release her.
And just before we begin, you can subscribe to our Telegram channels and to nicholasvanyamin.com for my free email updates. And if you're watching this for the first time on YouTube, I will leave the link below in the description for the full interview. Mel Kay, thank you for joining me. How are you?
I'm great. Every Tuesday when I see you, I'm even better. So great to see you again. You know, at least we can keep a sense of humor watching this show unravel.
As we just started from the beginning with Maxwell, let's talk about that. So her family has gone to the UN to ask to get her out. Well, what's going on here?
Well, you know how I feel about the UN. The UN should not exist, never should have. It's a total farce. They should have no authority over anything or anyone. They took it. Just like the people in Davos and, you know, Harry and his gang and Aspen Institute. These people took their authority. Nobody chose them. Nobody voted for them. They really have no say over anything if we are being honest about all of our country's sovereignty. But basically, Ghislaine Maxwell, first of all, nobody's reporting in America that the Maxwell case already started. Jury selection, all kinds of things started. Nobody's reporting it in America because, as we know, the mainstream media and Hollywood are very, very involved. Many were complicit in the crimes. And that is about to implode. So why would they report it? They're just keeping the Kenosha thing going. All the lies about Rittenhouse, which he has hired an attorney, and I hope he sues all these people, including Joe Biden, for defamation, for lying and slander and all kinds of stuff. All lies. The case was he was attacked by three crazy Antifa people who were total criminals. One of the guys that got shot had raped five kids. Little boys over the years. They're all felons and they were all crazy and armed and abusive and violent. And he defended himself. And in America and in the world and in our inalienable rights from God, if somebody's trying to kill you, you can defend yourself. And he did. Unfortunately, the media and Hollywood jumped on a false story. And I hope everyone saw the interview on Tucker. But I hope people realize that it seems to me they messed with the wrong kid, because he might look like a young, you know, scared, whatever in the pictures we've seen so far, but he's actually a very articulate, very good, well-raised, obviously, 18-year-old boy who isn't going to back down in the face of all this abuse. But in the meantime, it's allowed them to totally ignore the real case that everyone should be looking at, which is the Ghislaine Maxwell case. Opening arguments are on November 29th. And a last minute plea, as we know, Robert Maxwell, her father, was not only a big newspaper man in your country, he was also a gigantic spy for the Mossad. So, and other people, it appears the CIA too. He was found dead off his boat, supposedly suicide, and we don't think so. But the truth of the matter is that the Maxwell family is so arrogant and so unbelievably disgusting to say that not only is she innocent, but she's a victim of Epstein. As we talked about, I think 15 months ago, I told you she was going to claim that she was the victim, which she's not. She's very evil and was very involved in way worse things than just recruiting young girls. But so her family petitioned the United Nations through some international lawyer that she should be let out, that she's being held like against her will or against international law, and that they must release her. Well, A, that's not going to happen. And B, her family is not helping anyone by pulling their monarch, socialite, billionaire card and going straight to the UN as if the United States, it looks pretty bad right now, but that our judicial system can be usurped by the United Nations. I mean, who do these people think they are? I'm glad you're friends with Prince Andrew and Prince Charles and you worked with Epstein and met the Pope, but it doesn't mean that you're not guilty of the crimes that you're accused of. And we, the people of the United States, are going to find out if you are. And if you are, you're going to be in prison for life, if not worse. But here her family comes trotting in like the monarchs that they think they are. And it's very bad for her case. This looks terrible for her, like everything else she's done. You know, that is a jail in America, and that's where she belongs, and that's where she is. She's a giant flight risk, and she, again, is taking no responsibility. The only good news is that she's on the witness list. So apparently lots of people are very nervous because what I've been told by people that are in the know is that they have thousands of emails from Ghislaine Maxwell to powerful people all over the world, from the monarchs, but also celebrities, politicians, sports stars, with Maxwell offering young girls and boys that they might like to be trafficked to them. So, I mean, that alone is horrendous. But when we get into her submarine license and what it was for and why she was traveling all over the world with, you know, recruiting children. And, you know, this isn't about Netflix is compromised. Soros is a big donor. The Obamas are very invested in Netflix. Susan Rice was on the board. Netflix put out a movie about a year ago based on James Patterson's novel. James Patterson didn't even touch the island and the satanic temple there and the giant sundial with rape rocks and all kinds of satanic stuff on that island. He didn't even go into the island, Patterson. And so they put out a movie about Epstein acting like he was trafficking young models. That is not what Epstein was doing. That has nothing to do with his island and his satanic temple that's an altar to Moloch, the child sacrifice. That has nothing to do with the skulls found on his island. What it does have to do with is whitewashing a story that is horrific and I believe will be exposed. And it's not just him. There's there is also still a case in the Virgin Islands against Jeffrey Epstein and his estate. There's the case against Prince Andrew. And Ghislaine Maxwell is going to have to apparently reveal the names of all the co-conspirators. So you can expect that Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew and the four women that were working with him. I don't know what happened to Rachel Chandler, but I'm imagining her name will be popping out somewhere. But I got to say, there's a lot of other people besides Maxwell that are in big trouble. And then if she's taking the stand, it's going to all be up to. The sad part is the Southern District of New York has a very bad reputation for covering up for criminals, for not looking at cases. They let Nexium, a very evil cult that did terrible things to children as well, with the Rainbow Cultural Garden run by the Bronfman sisters, also Cabal, bloodline family involved in all of this stuff. They let that go on for 10 years. And Andrew Cuomo, when he was the AG of New York, knew full well about Nexium and what was going on. He also knew about Marina Abramovich and her compound in upstate New York, where they were doing spirit cooking. And you and I know what spirit cooking is, but most people don't. And when they do, they will not believe it. And they will be forced to realize not only was it real and was it evil and about children and child sacrifice, but a lot of people involved in it, including the Podesta brothers, have not been seen in quite some time. So, you know, the Maxwell case is going to be one of those put on your armor of God and realize that, yeah, it's horrible. And what's going to come out is so evil and so disgusting and has been hidden from all of us for a long time. But it's the tip of the iceberg. Maxwell and Epstein are only two. And then we're going to see a bunch of Hollywood people also brought down with this and politicians. But this cult is all over the world. And, you know, the British monarchy is very involved. You know, in your own country, we had somebody that Savile that came out. He was a prolific child abuser, child sex abuser, pedophile, necrophiliac. They say he abused over 1,000 children while he was knighted and best friends with Prince Charles. So, but somehow also that case went nowhere either. I mean, even though it was out after he died, but it was still nobody was putting together the dots between Maxwell and Epstein and Savile and Andrew and the Black Forest and the Dutch royal family and Austria and all that was going on. These are all connected. And then Epstein Island is one of about 12 islands. And if you look up something called the Clinton Foundation Island Initiative, you're going to see that all the giant trafficking places of children, including Haiti, which Haiti will connect also to Epstein Island and Maxwell. When you look at where all the child and sex trafficking hubs are, they're all connected and they go right by Epstein Island and Haiti. So, you know, there's that whole path right there. You know, a lot of people have islands there. Branson, Nygaard, who's in custody, you know, many people, and I think they're all going to be connected to this. And I think people better get ready. But the media is going to try really hard not to cover it, because as we know, many of them were on Epstein Island, and if not, at many parties at Epstein's house. And I do have to say, for the record, on a side note, when I was a kid, 19 years old, I worked at MTV House of Style. So I knew a lot of models and I worked for Cindy Crawford and other amazing people at the time, but I was very unaware of what was going on. But looking back, I do remember that there was a, there at these parties you would be invited to, there would be all these young girls that didn't speak English. You know, they were models and apparently they lived in model apartments, and four or five girls together, most of them no English. And I remember always thinking, wow, you know, it's crazy. They got flown here. They're not even that pretty. Some of them, some aren't. And you're thinking, wow, the modeling agencies. Remember Jeffrey Epstein had a modeling agency, M3, that he shared with Rachel Chandler and this other guy. I can't remember his name right now, but Epstein ran a modeling agency, right? But it turns out that those were really models being held that were being trafficked. And they were, most of them were in this building on the Upper East Side that now it turns out Epstein owned. So the situation with Epstein wasn't going on for the years that we have the flight logs. And mind you, those flight logs, though real and that matter, most people went to Epstein Island on their yachts. Think of the celebrities that have yachts. They went there. And on private planes, a lot of these celebrities, we just saw all these guys fly to Glasgow on their private planes. Well, why would they fly on Epstein's jet? You know, none of this makes sense. But people have to understand the Epstein case is 25 years long. It's not 5 years long. And that's where this goes back. I am one of the people that believes that Epstein is not dead. He might be. I looked at a lot of stuff and talked to a lot of people, and I hope he's not. I really hope he's not dead. And I really hope that that they got him out of there before he was killed, because this case is huge. And it's it really, once some of this is revealed, some of this evidence, there is no going back for these people, and it'll accelerate everything, as we've been discussing. You and I have been saying, and I've been saying for a long time, the Epstein boomerang will include not just the Clinton Foundation and all of their crimes, the Clinton crime family. He was best friends with Bill Clinton and Jeffrey and Weinstein. Don't forget, Epstein and Weinstein were also very close. But then on top of that, we have the Durham case coming, and it's coming fast, and it's going right towards Hillary and Obama. And we have now the Fauci plandemic is imploding at warp speed, to use a Trump thing, all at the same time. So, you know, I don't know how long the mainstream media can keep running cover for these people. But I will tell you, many people from CNN and MSNBC were on Epstein Island and certainly went to parties at his house and saw very young children that shouldn't have been there, that were there against their will. And they knew it.
So if the UN is so powerful, why can't they release her from bail, Maxwell?
Well, you know why? First thing, she's a flight risk. Second thing, they don't want her to kill herself or be murdered. You know how many people want that woman dead right now? She has so much evidence. I am telling you, and I heard this from a Palm Beach police officer, that they have, because they were the original, and there's a lot of theories that that case in Palm Beach is not what it seems, and that there's a possibility that Epstein turned back then. And if he turned back then with that ridiculous case, if you recall, his charge ended up being that he had sex with a minor prostitute. There's no such thing as a minor prostitute. It's rape of a child. And somehow he got that. Then, as we know, Azar, who signed off on it. Oh, no, it was Acosta who signed off on it. Then Trump puts him in as his labor secretary. Then that was the first time most people ever heard of Epstein, was when he was questioned during his hearing to get in under Trump. When I think it was Tom Cotton or somebody that's one of the good guys left in government, asked him about the Epstein case and how he signed off on that and how Epstein only got 3 years for the crimes that he was accused of, which were many. And he couldn't answer it. And Robert Mueller, of course, of the, now we know, fully fake, fully created, passed by the mainstream media, knowingly lying hoax that they took this country on and did a lot of damage to both America and Russia over, that was all fake, paid for by Hillary Clinton 100% and John Podesta orchestrated. Mueller signed off on that too. And Epstein was an asset of the FBI. So there's a lot unknown about Epstein, but I have a feeling that this case, people have no idea what they're in for. And God willing, the Southern District of New York doesn't pull a fast one on the people and goes after this woman. Because for years I'd walk by the UN and these people had big signs outside the UN, these people from Haiti, that said, "Where are our children? Ask Hillary Clinton where our children are." Because a lot of kids disappeared from Haiti. Okay. And there's a lot of evidence that some of those kids went to Epstein Island. So we really have to remember that this is huge, this case. And also, you have to remember that we had Oprah's mentor that she did all this stuff with, John of God, who also apparently counseled Bill Clinton. He's in prison for running a baby making farm where he had thousands of women impregnated against their will, popping out babies. And after 10 years, he would kill the women. And all those babies were sold. Okay. Now we have through our southern border and right now in your country, because everything that we're hearing about the Belarus migrant crisis and Poland and all of that, it is the same thing going on at our border. And it's funded by the same people, the Open Society and the Catholic Church charities. And unfortunately, a bunch of other NGOs that we all should be ripping out of our countries and auditing and putting some of these people in prison. These migrant crises are all about the Great Reset. They're all about us ceding our sovereignty, the one world government, the one in your country and in my country. And what we're also seeing with these crises, also in Afghanistan, because a lot of the refugees that you're seeing go through Europe right now are because of what happened in Afghanistan. So what we're seeing now, though, is a giant child trafficking ring in all of our countries, right in the open in front of our faces. People looking at this as a illegal immigrants or the migrant crisis or whatever are missing the point that these people reopened all of their child trafficking rings. And where it's really, really bad that nobody pays attention to is in Africa. And the child trafficking over the last 2 years has gone up 20%. So, this is all connected to that. And I think we've always, everyone that's been on this journey has thought that when people were exposed to the level of depravity and the child trafficking, and it's not just pedophilia, a lot of the child stuff is about Satanism and satanic ritual stuff that has been denied for years. And I've met many survivors. I can assure you it's absolutely true. There is so much evidence on Epstein Island that was a satanic temple meant for satanic rituals. And, we're at a point where people have to just wake up and also demand to see the evidence. Mm-hmm. I know people don't want to believe in evil, but it's not going to go away unless we shine a light on it. And, I'm sorry. When I got nuked in December from YouTube, I had some really deep dives on there. There is plenty of evidence of everything I'm saying out there. It's been scrubbed from the internet, but it's out there. And these people are scared, and they should be. Because the crimes that I believe are going to be revealed have nothing to do with the surface crimes people think they know about. Jeffrey Epstein was the biggest, his $500 million, I guess that's what they said he was worth when he was arrested, was about, he was the biggest spy for the Mossad, the CIA, and also the very evil prince prior to the current one in Saudi Arabia, who also backed the HUMA, the Harvard University Muslim Association, and Barack Obama, and was a prolific pedophile. So, and had something to do with the Las Vegas massacre. So look, what we're dealing with is a small group of people that are very, very evil, and they've gotten away with it for a very long time. So Ghislaine Maxwell's family can go all they want to the United Nations and beg for her release. She should probably never be released. And if found guilty, I hope she's found guilty of true crimes she committed. Not the surface crimes that they want to pretend she committed that are horrible, but not as bad as the next level crimes they're all involved in.
I think that the new name that we need to name the cabal or deep state, I think, should be parasites, because yes, that's what we're really dealing with. Parasites.
Yes, drones. We are. Yeah. Yes, we are.
I want to ask you about these parasites. With the Epstein, why does it benefit them that they're pushing the narrative that he's dead? Is that because so that when the information does come out that they're all pedophiles and they're all part of this, is so that they can say, well, that's not true because Epstein died, so where would they find that information? Well,
I think they hope that. But what I do know is that during the raids on the island and on both of his houses, and God willing, they've gotten to that Mexico ranch, because I'm pretty sure there was all kinds of experimentation and other crazy stuff going on there. Don't forget, Epstein also financed the Dr. Lieber, who was arrested, that worked at Harvard, that was also working at the Wuhan lab, where the origins of COVID and all of the this sickness and all of it came from. He was also in cahoots with Gates for many years. Gates lied about the relationship. He started the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, that went around the world, you know, vaccinating people, to ending up dying and being infertile and all this stuff. He was a big transhumanist. He was very into replacing humans with what we're talking about now, with the nanotechnology and the AI, eternal life, harvesting of all kinds of things. And he gave a lot of money to Harvard and MIT for this kind of research. He had this, all this stuff involved with the EDGE Foundation. All of these are transhumanist, depopulation, eugenics based things. Also, a big goal of his was eternal life. And, you know, for all these Satanists and Luciferians, I understand hoping that there's eternal life they can figure out, because hell ain't going to be good for them. But I'll tell you right now, the one thing that I do know is there's 10,000 hours of footage of blackmail. And a lot of that blackmail is of prominent figures, politicians, judges, celebrities, you know, monarchs all over the world, businessmen, bankers, against their will or under duress or under drugs or willingly with children. Okay. And that footage is already seized. We know it's in evidence. So, you know, what he does know, I think more than anything else, is who was really involved. Epstein's whole story makes no sense. He had no college degree and he's teaching at the most prestigious private school in New York City. He has no college degree. He ends up on a main desk at Bear Stearns right before the place collapses. Another thing that he was known for was being an expert at hiding billionaires' money offshore so they didn't pay taxes. We know Les Wexner, the billionaire that owns L Brands and brought us the sexualized nature to our TV screens from Abercrombie & Fitch and Victoria's Secret, his two biggest companies next to the Limited, sold him his $70 million mansion in New York City for $1. You know, Leon Black had to step down from Apollo Group, one of the biggest hedge funds in the world, because of his relationship. The guy from Barclays just had to step down because of his relationship. Dubin, another big finance guy, had to step down because of his relationship. Why? Because they just knew him? Is that why all these people have to step down and are forfeiting? You know, don't forget, Donald Trump's first four executive orders were about crimes against humanity, trafficking of children and humans. And that included giving up their assets once caught. And this was under Jeff Sessions, who I still firmly believe is out there somewhere behind the scenes, because his executive orders that he wrote were all about what we are going to be seeing in the next few weeks, which is egregious crimes against humanity, sickening crimes against children, trafficking of humans and children and women and organs. I mean, this is as it's real bad, and they're really all bad. Involved in it.
Let's talk about the AI with Jeff Bezos.
Okay, so. So everyone is, you know, it's okay. It's easy to look at Davos and Klaus Schwab is kind of Dr. Evil from like the Austin Powers movies. I mean, this is who he is. He even looks like him, right? So, you know, and it's so crazy because you think of David Icke all these years, who's been more right than wrong, like sounding the alarm. Bill Cooper, there was a lot of people, the guy who wrote the original New World Order books, these guys were warning everyone about this group of people. And, you know, Icke and other people talk about that they're not human or whatever the case may be. They did start the UN Glasgow conference with a reptile speaking, a CGI reptile speaking to them. And I'm thinking, maybe David Icke's right. But I have to tell you that listen to them when they tell you what they're doing, because they're telling you. If you go to the World Economic Forum, you're going to see exactly their plans for us. And as we know, they simulated, Event 201 was paid for by the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, Bloomberg, Johns Hopkins, some members of the media, some nefarious people that have been involved with Bill Gates for decades. And what we found there was it is an exact simulation of what happened over the last 2 years to our planet. So Klaus Schwab writes COVID-19, the Great Reset. The Great Reset is the virus, folks. We're going to find out very shortly. Bill Gates came out last week, said the vaccines don't work. We're going to have to do a better job with the vaccines, meaning probably the depopulation he hoped from the vaccines and the COVID didn't work. And he's going to have to do that. He asked the U.S. government for billions of dollars last week to do germ games exercises, think Event 201, for a possible smallpox outbreak. Okay, this is something Gates and all of them have been talking about since 2001. But let me tell you something. In 2001, when they started talking about it, they called it the dark winter. Okay, who else called it the dark winter? Joe Biden said that we're going to have a dark winter. And now Bill Gates is coming out threatening that this might happen. 6 days after that, Merck, a German lab that was very popular during Nazi Germany, comes out and says that they found 6 vials of live smallpox. Now, is this a false flag or what? I don't know. But then it turns out you find out that in October 2021, Joe Biden signed an executive order to take all the vaccines for smallpox they've been working on all this time, with the Gates Foundation being a big part of it, and put it into the Department of Defense, which is all rogue supply stockpile. So I don't know what they're doing now, but what these people tell you, take heed. So we go back to the World Economic Forum. Now they did the cyber polygon tabletop exercise, which was a simulation like Event 201 between them, where they took down all of our power grids, destroyed all of our oil and gas reserves, and ruined our supply line. Well, we passed that, your country and mine and countries all over the world. The next one is the Fourth Industrial Revolution, a book he wrote. It's hard to read because it seems like science fiction. These guys are serious and they're way ahead of what we're being told. So what that is that's even Kissinger and equally nefarious to Gates, Eric Schmidt, formerly at Google, also wrote a book recently that came out that is about the post-human world, okay? Then we have Bezos come out and saying Blue Origin is looking to create anti-gravity pods because humans aren't going to be able to be on Earth anymore. A very small number, probably the 3,000 of them that meet in Davos and all these events. And humans are going to have to live in anti-gravity pods and visit the Earth like we visit Yosemite. Okay, so these guys are saying all this. Then we find out that Bill Gates has invested $100 million in something called OpenAI. Everyone should look this up. It is absolutely terrifying. It is, it's called the GP3 and now the GP4. And I got to tell you, these are full on, like, this is not science fiction, this is fact, replacements for humanity that are humanoids or basically like Terminators. And they have hundreds of thousands already. And these things communicate with each other. They are fully functional. And apparently even Elon Musk, who talks about Neuralink and making us all transhuman, which is what they're trying to do. The transhuman agenda is so that they have a programming system inside us, possibly connected to the mRNA or nanotechnology and all of that, which is not a conspiracy theory, because I have Bill Gates on tape talking about nanotechnology and inserting nanotechnology into humans. He talked about it 10 years ago. David Rockefeller talked about it in the 90s. These people have been working on this since Nazi Germany or before, but I will tell you, it's full control over humanity through an operating system. The Moderna website, up until people started saying it like us, said that the vaccine, it didn't call it a vaccine, it called it an operating system. So they're way ahead of us. And this OpenAI investment is truly about, this is why I assume they wanted to wipe out the entire middle class worldwide, because they don't need us anymore. They want their elite status, the 3,000 of them. They estimate there's 3,000 billionaires on the planet. They're all in the same team. They're all trying to steal our natural resources so we can just rent everything and be happy and own nothing. They're already telling us, coming out of Switzerland, of course, they're saying we should cut out beer, red meat, personal computers, video games, all kinds of different food items, different household appliances. They're already telling us that if you're going to live in our smart city world that we're building, or it's actually a prison planet for humanity, you're going to have to get rid of all this stuff because we no longer are going to allow you to have it. And this includes that now we have this communist that they're trying to push in Amarova in America, that wants the Fed, the private central bank, controlled out of Switzerland that owns our Fed, a private bank, our IRS, the private bounty hunters for the private bank, a foreign owned entity, that all of the, they want to end all US banking, all private banking, have it all go through this digital currency, which they're talking about in your country too. And the EU is in the forefront because they're the first nation state of the New World Order. And basically they want all of our health records, all of our financial records and finance and money, all of our property, all of our movement, our housing, our mortgages, our where we go to school, what we do for a living, all of it on one digital passport, way beyond anything to do with the vaccine. That's just the pretext. And they're working on all of this, and it's all part of this fourth industrial revolution. And now to find that they literally have an army that Elon Musk said last week that the AI has surpassed humans' ability to control it, and that he's very scared. And this is somebody, you know, who's talked a lot about transhumanism, but now he's calling the alarm and saying he's scared. And then watching how much Bill Gates has put into this. Also, somehow Bill Gates is allowed in America to build a nuclear reactor in Wyoming. The amount of control and power we've given to somebody who didn't even finish 1 year at Harvard, was born into a Rockefeller bloodline family. His father started Planned Parenthood with the goal of getting rid of the black race, eugenics, him and Margaret Sanger. It's not hidden. They're the Fourth Reich. They're the Aryan race. They want a superior race. And the rest of us, as Henry Kissinger calls us, are useless eaters and ignorant breeders, you know, and that Henry Kissinger, the overlord of the Rockefeller plan for the one world order, has been planning this a very long time. And people need to know. Also at Jeff Bezos's Amazon centers all over the world, he has way more robots working at them than people. And people need to know that. And then Bezos comes out yesterday, he's giving $100 million to the Obama Foundation. The damage Obama has done to this country and this world is beyond comprehension, and I hope will come out and be exposed. But he also gave $100 million to Van Jones, a notorious Chicago guy who basically preaches white hate and that this country is terrible, that it's fundamentally, systematically racist. And we're all waiting, that all the people in the know, for Biden and Blinken went to the illegitimate United Nations, the Fourth Reich, and asked them to assess the systematic racism and gun violence and violence in America. It's the same people that caused it that are asking the UN to come assess we, the people of the United States, who want nothing to do with them or this. And they're about to do that. And the one thing, honestly, Nick, standing between their Great Reset and their Fourth Industrial Revolution right now is the US Constitution, the US Bill of Rights, and our Judeo-Christian belief in inalienable rights given by God. And get ready for the big push. They're bummed out about the Kenosha thing because it proved that people need guns. Okay. And they were hoping for the opposite. But when you kill three crazy Antifa felons, one a prolific child rapist, and then act like, see, you shouldn't be able to defend yourself against anyone, period. It backfired. But people need to know this is not a joke. Those people in Davos, and also everyone that went to Glasgow, the 800 people, and from your government, I think about 300, pledged allegiance to the World Economic Forum and their plans for the future of this planet. Every single one of our countries, why are all of our new bills called Build Back Better? Why is it every one of our countries has a Build Back Better bill? Have you ever heard of such a thing if it's not coordinated? And where's it coordinated from? The World Economic Forum, and sadly enough, he's not even the top of the spear. The top of the spear is the bankers in Switzerland that have always run everything. And, they're being exposed, but people have to understand there is nothing good about track and trace programs, downloading these QR codes, downloading these passports. If you already did this, you are fully surveilled. They have access to every single thing in your phone, where you go, your biometrics. They have a full GPS on you, and you are being tracked and traced, and they will then kick it if they can pull it off, which they can't. But if they could pull it off, the next level is we are all, it would be a prison planet, as they've been man-made hell for a long time.
They want to create man-made hell. Now, I want to finish this.
Well, like I said, they're watching us.
All right, they're watching us, right? We just got cut off there, but
well, if we're calling out the AI overlords, you know, that's because they're
I know, right? So I want to finish this off with a good note. And my last question is that just before we hit record, you said that things are going well in the direction that we want it to,
right?
But it doesn't appear to seem like it. Do you want to just explain to us why you think that is?
Yeah, I'll explain to you why I think it is. And people get mad at me sometimes because I laugh at the
exercising your free speech.
Right. But people, I laugh at the absurdity. I mean, every day that you see something new, you just think, wow. Well, my firm belief, and it's never changed, is that there's an international alliance that no matter our problems with one another, I mean, we see NATO, the one world government, trying to start wars all over the world. The United States right now, the installed regime that is being controlled by the World Economic Forum, they need a war. They're trying to start a war with Russia. Russia is not the aggressor in Ukraine. It is actually what's going on in Ukraine is truly that George Soros, with the help of Obama, Susan Rice, Susan Power, and Hillary, did a color revolution in Ukraine, made Ukraine their NATO headquarters. They're sending tons of weapons, nuclear weapons, everything. They need World War III, okay? They're broke. They need World War III. The truth of the matter is, in my opinion, all these countries, including Russia and China, in my opinion, have the same enemy. This international cabal of bankers, this central bank, goes back to Babylonian times, honestly, but certainly we can trace this group of people, the Davos crew, Bilderberg crew, this group, and then throw in, like, you know, the Clintons and the Rockefellers, Rothschild, the whole deal. All these people, they have exercised a tremendous amount of really nefarious control, this Luciferian upside down control over humanity for a very long time with their debt slavery model through the central banking, the color revolutions. They paid for both sides of every war, all the way back to the French Revolution. They created the United Nations as the New World Order catalyst for the world under the guise of bringing the world together. It's never been the goal. And I just think the jig is up. I think that when Trump came in, it was on purpose. These people were already plotting the end of these, as we call it, the old guard, these ruthless sociopaths, psychopaths, honestly, that don't care about humanity. Humanity doesn't fit into their mix. They want a slave class, and they want them. And everyone in between can be replaced with AI robots. And that is what they're doing, really, in real time. Well, there's enough good people on this planet that know that that's unacceptable. This is God's planet. They're not going to replace God. As I told you last week, they had a transhumanist convention, the Davos crew, where the former AI head from Google said that the goal was to replace all religions and God with a benevolent AI, like we're in 1984 or the Brave New World. But I believe at the G7, when Trump went and brought Putin, and ooh, that was proof that Putin was working with Trump. I believe that all of our countries that have been enslaved by these people, I believe there's about 209 countries that have been infiltrated, then the central bank comes in, then they're pillaged, then they're controlled, have all gotten together and realized we have to take them out once and for all. We were deceived after World War II. Germany was the fall guy, but the Nazis kept going. And as we know, they've infiltrated all of our countries again for their Fourth Reich. And it's my firm belief that the White Hats are in control, and we're watching a sting operation. And like I said, we're in World War III, and there's real damage. The biggest damage I'm seeing, quite honestly, is what's going on in our cities with crime and killing and the upside down criminal justice system, where criminals are held to a different standard than the law abiding citizens, as if the criminals are the good guys and the law abiding citizens are the oppressors. But we really have to realize that God is still, in my opinion, and most that I interact with, is still controlling everything. Like, God created Lucifer, you dum-dums. And, you know, Satan never wins. And, you know, that's what I think about Jeffrey Epstein. And I still think it, you know, Satan's biggest trick he played on humanity was convincing us he didn't exist. Well, he exists. And I believe we know exactly where he's living, what he's doing. But it could be Antarctica. We never know about that. But I will tell you, I believe that this is a giant sting. They've been stealing elections all over the world with their Lord Moloch Brown machines, who works for Soros. And I think we've all had it. Many countries have contested their election this past year. including Myanmar, Belarus, a lot of these countries that you see being attacked by the United Nations, not surprisingly, have rejected the United Nations and their overlords. And the truth of the matter is, we are going to see a lot of fireworks over the next few weeks in many, many different directions. And these people are bullies, they're frauds, they're psychopaths. And I believe once exposed, they're all a house of cards is going to happen, and they're all going to point fingers at each other. And it's going to get real ugly, and they're going to eat their own. And I think this was by design. I pray, and my heart breaks for all the children. I mean, what's happening to children right now and women in Afghanistan by design, what's happening to children at our border, at the border in the EU, all over the world, is the biggest tragedy. But again, we are in war and there's casualties of war, but I honestly believe, oh, and the last thing is, there was so much fraud in our election. Anyone saying that it's been debunked or the myth of the fraud in the election is a liar. And I think on the 23rd, Lindell with a lot of AGs are going to present their evidence to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has to remember that they're supposed to be working for we the people, okay? And that means we need to demand that they look at the evidence. So everyone in America, whether you voted for Biden or not, I hope you regret it now. But if you don't, you know, step away. Because every single American should think that their vote matters and should count, no matter who won the election or who you voted for. And that's not what happened in this election. And sadly enough, I have a lot of proof and evidence that we haven't been, our votes haven't mattered for a very long time. And this has all been a game to manipulate humanity into thinking that we've had a choice over our leaders, and we have not had the choice. They have been chosen for us by the same overlords that put in, honestly placed Joe Biden in the White House because they could totally control him. So, you know, the people have to stand up. And also people should know on December 3rd, if they don't raise our debt ceiling, the corporation is bankrupt. Okay. And the money is done for America, and America will have to default on December 3rd. So keep an eye on December 3rd, because if they don't somehow raise the debt ceiling, and in America, certainly where you are, the prices of everything have gone sky high. Also, Biden's selling our reserves to Asia of oil and gas and begging Russia for help while he's trying to start a war with Russia, totally illegitimate, unfounded war with NATO, also one world government's military. So there's a lot of stuff going on that's on both sides that makes no sense. That's why I say the White House have to be in control, because a lot worse things would have happened. And I just keep watching Donald Trump, looking at Donald Trump, and this is not a man that's worried at all. Mm-hmm. And he is still fighting the good fight, and I believe winning.
I want to go back to Mike Lindell for a second. You know, for Mike Lindell to want to go to the Supreme Court to present the election fraud evidence, then he must believe that there is a chance. What do you think?
Yeah, well, there should be a chance, because there's I've seen the evidence myself from, and I've had on Patrick Byrne, Pulitzer, Professor Clements, Seth Cashel, all these people that have put their lives and their reputations on the line to prove it. But the fraud, first of all, the fraud in all the states that were really bad, where Zuckerberg gave hundreds of millions of dollars and Bloomberg and Soros, like, why are these people getting involved in local elections anyway, you should ask yourself, and why is that allowed? But what is coming out, the picture that's coming out, honestly, Nick, is Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. There's cheating in all 50 states, but those five states, the model is almost exactly the same. This is a conspiracy on a high, high level. I believe it traces back to something called the Transition Integrity Project and the gaming by Podesta, Eisen, Mark Elias, all these people, what's his name, Holder, that they did a year before the election and to figure out all scenarios in which Trump could win and counter them. Okay, this group planned a year before the election. If you remember, notoriously, Joe Biden said, I don't need you to vote for me. We have the biggest cheating operation ever built. I just need when I'm in office for, you know, your respect. He said something to this on camera. And I believe that that's true, but I believe that we can connect what happened in those five states to a pattern that is exactly the same in all five states. And the sad part is, through Obama and LeBron James, army of volunteers, 30,000 volunteers, the people on the lowest levels that were dumping big bags into the drop boxes and changing things and intimidating Republican people that were trying to watch and that were cheating and putting in fake ballots and putting things through four or five times, or a lot of them have been arrested. Like, I don't know why people don't think that these people haven't been arrested. They have thousands of affidavits of people saying, we saw cheating and here's what happened. The Gateway Pundit, an amazing that has been beat down. You know, there's this new thing going on in my country where, you know, I guess MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, all these overlords, all these like CIA-controlled, blackmailed overlords are deciding who journalists are. Well, the journalists are the ones that are telling the truth, like Project Veritas and Gateway Pundit and Zero Hedge and these real brave people. You know, I have a journalism degree. If you want to go head-to-head with me and Nicole Wallace, I'll go anytime with her. But I'll tell you right now that we have plenty of evidence. I mean, plenty. So if the, you know what? If I say every American citizen that cares should be calling the Supreme Court, you have every right to do so and demanding that they look at the evidence. I don't care if they vote against it. The American people should demand that this Supreme Court that's there for life with no oversight, we know that some of them are totally compromised and should all have second background checks. But I got to tell you right now, they have the duty to look at the evidence. They have not looked at any evidence. People keep saying it's debunked, it's debunked. It's never been looked at, the evidence. Just Paxton in Texas alone has plenty of evidence. If there was any cheating, it was all cheating. And these five states, I'm telling you, the pattern is very similar. The money is from the same people and the crimes are egregious because it's not about Donald Trump. It's about our school board, our sheriff, our AGs, our judges, our county commissioners. They cheated for all of them. And we're watching the destruction of the United States from the inside out because of these judges and AGs and sheriffs and school boards that are fraudulent. And I don't care. Look, I don't know what's going to happen with Donald Trump. I don't really care what's going to happen with Donald Trump right now. What I do care about is that the people of America have been deceived into thinking that their votes count when they have not counted at least since they tried to kill Reagan, you know, if not before. Once George Bush Sr. went into the White House, America was usurped. And it's just a fact. And I look forward to all the facts coming out. And I know there's a lot of people that say that they have. I've seen a lot of evidence. I get it. But right now, American people have to stop waiting for, you know, this intervention or eating the popcorn or whatever everyone's saying, or the white hats are coming. No, no, no. You need to go out and you need to contact the Supreme Court and say, we demand you look at the evidence. You work for us. You have lifetime appointments and enough's enough. DC is a vassal state. It's not even a part of America. And they are running without the Constitution, without the Bill of Rights. They are running our country like a monarch. And again, in America, there's only 7,000 elected officials, period. And we, the people, 300 million strong of the United States, are going to let them steal our country by fraudulent voting and letting it go? Oh, move on. No, don't move on. Second, you know, and most importantly, people need to know that the federal government was never supposed to have this kind of power. We are supposed to be a constitutional republic. Care first about your state. And in your state, if your votes were tainted and manipulated and people are running your state that don't belong there, you're even more screwed because it's our states that should be defending us from this monarchy oligarchy that hates America and hates humanity and is getting rich off of our backs. And, you know, we have to say enough's enough. The federal government was never supposed to be this. It's all a violation of our Constitution. We got political prisoners that we can prove. People were beaten and tortured. And one woman was killed by the Capitol Police, who also let in all those people. And they're having this faux committee persecuting good humans who have put their asses on the line to save this country. And you know what? Enough's enough. Take back your states and start there. But it's going to start with demanding that the Supreme Court do their job, which is work for we, the people of the United States. And I'm sorry to be so crazy about it, but look, it's been a disservice. All the people that have been sitting there saying, well, the white hats are coming, or this has happened, or, you know, I hope that there's been tribunals and that we're watching clones and we're watching a movie. I hope we are. But the bottom line is, I see what's in front of me, and I think we need to demand that that past election, they look at the evidence, they show the evidence to the American people on a wide scale, and let the American people have our country back, period. Because what's going on in our DOJ, our Department of Defense, our Homeland Security, our NSA, our FBI, the worst, CIA, is an assault on humanity worldwide, not just America. And the American people cannot sit back. It is affecting you, even if you don't see it yet. It is. And that's my rant for today.
Well, thank you. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens with the election fraud evidence that Mike Lindell shows to the Supreme Court.
It's hopefully bad.
It will be in the next few days.
Yeah.
Mel Kay, it's been an absolute honor to have you. Is there anything else that you'd want to say to the viewers before?
I guess just the usual. I am really upping in the game. We hired a great producer I used to be friends with that is now coming on board. He's been red-pilled. So he will be over helping me at the MelKayShow.tv, which can never be taken down. We're going to be adding all kinds of stuff, even tramping back into my comedy days. We'll do some fun stuff on there. Nobody's doing any good sketch comedy. And there's so much to do about Biden and AOC and them. So we're going to bring in a little bit of that. We're going to have some documentaries on there, some special guests. And I'm going to do some Man on the Street in New York. So we're going to really pump up the MelKayShow.tv. So I ask everyone to go there. If there is a blackout, which if there is, it's coming soon for all of our channels. So the MelKayShow.tv will never go down. Also, the MelKayShow.com, we've added a lot to the Resources Center. And that's where you can find real news, real research tools. You can find all of the FBI and CIA D-class and a lot of the sources that I go to. Please stay away from Google and Wikipedia. They are both working against We the People and the truth, as our Twitter, Facebook, and all the minions. And then on top of that, and then I am not on YouTube. I haven't been since last December. All those channels are fake. Please don't support them. They are making money off of my content, and it's really crazy. So I am on Rumble and BitChute at the Mel Kay Show. And my only Telegram, though it's been hijacked, all the fake ones that put out Fox News are not me. I do not promote that. But I do put out some good stuff on the Mel Kay Show group, which is where I'd like to interact if they would stop attacking me. But it's still standing, at least for now. And that's it. I just really hope people wake up and realize it doesn't matter if the White Hats are in control, as I believe they are. What matters is that you're in control and that you take back your country and your right as a citizen of this country and every country to protect your country's sovereignty, your state's sovereignty, and the rule of law. And most of all, God wins, but God needs all of us on deck and on board fighting the battle on the front lines for him. And I just really hope people are motivated to get out there. Nothing is scarier than their Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And please look it up. It will shock you to the core what they're planning for humanity. And we're not going to let it happen. I mean, just look at Australia. They're now officially, and Austria, they're putting people in concentration camps, even if they just had contact with people that have COVID, even though we know the test doesn't work. So please just be vigilant, be prepared, and fight back for your country and for God, because all of our countries deserve to have our sovereignty back and have these disgusting parasites that have manipulated all of our money, all of our freedom, and everything that we've had on this planet and our natural resources to their own gain. And it's time to stop.
Well, Mel Kay, thank you very much. And we'll speak again next week. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nick. Oh, and to everyone out there, happy Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for. I know it doesn't look like it, but I'll tell you, I firmly believe that God won here and that we have a job to do to make sure that that is a forever and that we never go back and these people are never in power again. And thank you so much, Nick. I'll see you next week.
Love you. Bye-bye. Take
care. Bye-bye.